You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Why do you believe the things you believe and do the things you do? The chances are you never stop to ask yourself that question. You have been taught since childhood to accept Easter as a chief of the Christian holidays. You have supposed it is part of the true Christian religion to have Lent, Holy Week, Good Friday, to buy hot cross buns at the bakery, to have colored Easter eggs, to dress up and go to church Easter Sunday, perhaps to attend an Easter sunrise service. But because of the sheep instinct in most people, probably all people for that matter, we believe a lot of things that are not true. Most of us do a lot of things that are wrong, supposing these things to be right or even sacred. What is the meaning of the name Easter? You have been led to suppose the word means resurrection of Christ. For over 1,600 years, the Western world has been taught that Christ rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. But that is merely one of the fables the Apostle Paul warned readers of the New Testament to expect. The resurrection did not occur on Sunday. The name Easter is merely the slightly changed English spelling of the name of the ancient Assyrian goddess Ishtar, pronounced by the Assyrians exactly as we pronounce Easter. The Babylonian name of this goddess was Astarte, consort of Baal, the sun god, whose worship is denounced by the Almighty God in the Bible as the most abominable of all pagan idolatry. Look up the word Easter in Webster's Dictionary. You will find A.S., that is Anglo-Saxon, from the name of old Teuton goddess of spring. In the large five-volume Hastings Bible Dictionary, only six brief lines are given to the name Easter because it occurs only once in the Bible, and that it's only in the King James translation. Hastings says Easter, used in authorized version as a translation of Pascha in Acts 12 and verse 4, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people, revised version has substituted, and all of the other translations that I'm familiar with has as well substituted correctly the word Passover. The World Almanac, 1950 edition, page 704, says, in the 2nd century A.D., Easter Day was among Christians in Asia Minor, that is, in the churches at Ephesus, Galatia, and so on, the so-called Gentile churches raised up by the Apostle Paul, the 14th of Nisan, the 7th month of the Jewish calendar. In other words, the 14th day of the first month of the sacred calendar, and it was not then called by the name of the pagan deity Easter, but by the Bible name Passover. Passover, the days of unleavened bread, Pentecost, and the holy days God had ordained forever were all observed by Jesus and the early apostles and the converted Gentile Christians. Now, if you'd like to get a pen and paper and jot these scriptures down where you can look this up and check up on me, I'll give them out fairly slow so you can do so here. In Acts 2 and verse 1, you can read of Christ and the apostles, at least the apostles, observing holy days. Acts 2 and verse 1, Acts 12 and verse 3, Acts 20 and verse 6, Acts 18, verse 21, 1 Corinthians 5, 7 through 8, Acts 20 and verse 16, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 8. Passover is a memorial of the crucifixion of Christ. Passover, observed by the early true church, occurred not on Sunday or any fixed day of the week, but a calendar day of the year. The day of the week varies from year to year. Easter is one of the pagan days that Paul warned Gentile converts they must not return to observing. Easter, as Hyslop says in his Two Babylons, bears its Chaldean origin on its very forehead. Easter is nothing else than Astarte, one of the titles of Beltis, the Queen of Heaven, whose name, as pronounced by the people of Nineveh, was identical with the name now in common use in this country. The ancient gods of the pagans had many different names. While this goddess was called Astarte in Babylon, it appears on Assyrian monuments found by Lared in excavations at Nineveh as Ishtar. Lared's Nineveh and Babylon, page 629. Both were pronounced Easter. Likewise, Beltis or Bel, referred to in the Old Testament, also was called Moloch. It was for sacrificing to Moloch, as you can read in 1 Kings 11, verses 1 through 11, and especially verse 7 of that chapter, where Moloch is called an abomination and other pagan gods that the Eternal condemned Solomon and rend away the kingdom of Israel from his son. In the ancient Chaldean idolatrous sun worship, Baal was a sun god, Astarte, his consort or wife, and Astarte is the same as Ishtar, or the English Easter. Says Hyslop, the festival of which we read in church history under the name Easter in the 3rd or 4th centuries was quite a different festival from that now observed in the Romish and Protestant church, and at that time was not known by any such name as Easter. It was called Passover and was very early observed by Christians. The festival agreed originally with the time of the Jewish Passover when Christ was crucified. The festival was not idolatrous and was preceded by no Lent. Now, where did we get Lent? It ought to be known, wrote Cacicus in the 5th century, that the observance of the 40 days Lent had no existence so long as the perfection of that primitive church remained. Jesus observed no Lent. The apostles and the early true church of God observed no Lenten season. Then how did this observance originate? The 40-day absence of Lent was directly borrowed from the worshippers of Babylonian goddess. Such a Lent was held by the pagan Mexicans in honor of the sun. Such a Lent was observed in Egypt, Wilkinson's Egyptians. The Egyptian Lent for 40 days was held expressly in commemoration of Adonis or Osiris, the great mediatorial god, the two Babylons by Hyslop, pages 104 and 105, and Sabaean researchers by Landseer, page 112. Do you realize what has happened? God Almighty commanded his people to observe the Passover forever. You can read that in Exodus 12, verse 24. This command was given while the Israelites were still in Egypt, prior to the Old Covenant or the Law of Moses. It pictured, before the crucifixion, Christ's death for the remission of our sins as a type looking forward to it. At his Last Supper, Jesus changed the emblems used from the blood of the Lamb and eating its roasted body to the bread and wine. Jesus did not abolish Passover. He merely changed the emblems or symbols used. All the apostles of Christ and true Christians of the first century, true church, observed it on the 14th day of the first month of the sacred calendar. It is now a memorial of Christ's death, reaffirming year by year on its anniversary the true Christian's faith in the blood of Christ for the remission of his sins and the broken body of Christ for his physical healing. But what has happened? All Western nations have been deceived into dropping the festival God ordained forever to commemorate the death of the true Savior for our sins and substituting in its place the pagan festival in commemoration of the counterfeit Savior and mediator of Baal, the sun god, named after the mythical Ishtar, his wife, actually none other than the ancient Semiramis, who palmed herself off as the wife of the sun god, the idolatrous queen of heaven. This is not Christian. It is pagan to the core, my friends. Easter is pagan to the core. Yet scores of millions of Americans are deceived into observing this form of heathen idolatry under the delusion they are honoring Jesus Christ, the Son of the Creator God. Easter does not honor Christ, and yet have you not been like a sheep following the other millions in this custom? We've only scratched the surface of the Easter story, but if you would like to know more about where we got hot cross buns, dyed eggs, and more about how Easter crept into the church and rabbits laying eggs, how the pagan customs has caused the world to reject Passover and its true meaning and adopt the pagan Easter sunrise service of supposedly the resurrection of Christ, when nowhere in the Bible did Christ or the apostles tell us to commemorate his resurrection, but his death for the sins of the world, then we invite you to request your free articles, Passover, a double celebration, and the free article, The Easter Story. And all you need do to request those booklets is just dial 1-800-611-8080. Or if you'd like to call a local number, just dial 573-238-2480 and ask for your articles, Passover, a double celebration, and the article, The Easter Story. Just dial 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.